code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on April the 11th, 2008. Newcomers, look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the official website. And download as much information from previous talks and help to patch up this big jigsaw puzzle that we call, at least the big boys have given us the term, the New World Order. They've had many in the past. This is just the upcoming New World Order. Also, look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu and download transcripts from the various languages of Europe. Print them up and pass them to your friends, because the time is getting short before we're closed down altogether. That's on the cards, there's no doubt about it. The big boys are on a roll now, and it's not simply a matter of them passing laws as it appears to be to the public at the bottom level. These organizations, these intermeshing myriads of institutions and think tanks have been working very, very hard for a long, long time, many, many years, long before you were born, in order to create this global society. But not a global society based on any kind of democracy, but it's a global society based on a form of scientific dictatorship. They want it to be tidy, a tidy system. And at the moment, you see, with us having some kind of free will, or at least the memory of free will, most people don't really have free will. They have programs that they simply repeat. But free will, you see, is on memory, and freedom, too, is a memory in some countries, and that has to be eradicated through a more totalitarian type of regime, worldwide, instituted worldwide, from the top, because, as I say, it's too untidy when we make our own decisions. Right now, we've been brought up with the television generation. People are in old age homes now who've been brought up from birth on television, thinking that their whole reality was the way it was portrayed to them on television. And of course, that's the fake one. You tune in every night, you get this bizarre downloading of partial truths, complete lies, and utter trivia. Everything is so surrealistically intertwined and meshed together that it seems like a strange pantomime where nothing really matters anymore. And that's intentional, because the news was not always like that. That's been the same way, at least the version we have at the moment, for about 20-odd years. But before that, it wasn't like that at all. Actual news was kept separate from sports, Hollywood, and trivia, and fiction. And sports only came on at the weekend, generally for a few hours on a Saturday, and that was it. Why have they done that? Because you have to be put into a kind of la-la land, where, as I say, nothing is real, like the Beatles songs go. Strawberry Fields Forever. Long ago, big players in this agenda came out publicly, voicing not so much their concerns, but their opinions on society and how it should be run. Aldous Huxley was one of them. The Huxley who wrote novels, but also was involved in many of the big think tanks based in New York and London. It's an odd thing that he died of cancer of the tongue, something reserved for those who say too much. I hear the music coming, so I'll be back after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just before the break, I was mentioning the fact that this new part of the New World Order wants to tidy up the planet. And by that I mean it's simply too inefficiently run at the moment, where we're all making our own personal choices. That's just too untidy. And so they want a planned society. Now, we've heard of Planned Parenthood. They want the planned society, where people for the next 20, 30 years will be voluntarily sterilized to save Mother Earth, and they're already indoctrinating children in kindergarten along this particular road. So don't be surprised when you see them growing up and wearing little badges saying, "I was sterilized to save old Gia." That will definitely come. Anything can be made to happen with enough indoctrination at the right age. And we're on a roll, as I say. If people have been noticing strange things with the internet, it's because all the big servers are coming together as one and piping everything, all information, through the NSA. For those who are expecting mail back from me, I'm getting blocked from a lot of people now. A lot of blockage comes right back to me. So the games are at play, and they've admitted at the top through the newspapers that special teams have been set up to attack websites that don't go along, or are anti-government, or don't go along with this particular program of the governments at the moment. So I'm one of them. I'm getting attacked all the time. So, as I say, if you haven't heard back from me, it's not because I haven't written. I just get all the mail bounced right back. Now, I've mentioned, as I say, that the majority of the public float through their lives never, ever really knowing what's going on. And because they parrot the same information to each other, generally from the previous day's news, they all think they're sane. But the things that are happening today were discussed and published in books by big players 50, 60, 70 years ago, including a need to reduce the population, because even with world wars, the population would still be too high. For their books, that is. And they do love accounting at the top, and neatness and tidiness. And so they went over all the systems that depopulated people in the past. You'll hear Huxley, you'll hear Wells, you'll hear many of the big players, Charles Galton Darwin, bemoaning the fact that the Black Death had been sort of ruled out, and bewailing the fact, too, that with a rising health care, the public would live too long. That annoyed them and upset them, especially when they said that we're all useless eaters. We don't really have an important part to play in this destiny of the world. We're just consumers and producers, you see. We don't have the right intellects. We have no virtue, and they love the word virtue. That's why you have virtual reality coming in, high Masonic term. And therefore, most of us have to go. We have no real purpose in the world. And with this great healthcare industry that's been promoted worldwide, the first part, of course, being abortion worldwide through the United Nations and through every country funding it, especially to third world countries. Along with that, we've seen people in the so-called first world countries get sicker and sicker by premature aging diseases. Incredible, incredible rates of arthritis and juvenile and adolescent arthritis and various other ailments that should not hit people at that age. And everything ties in to the inoculation agenda. There's no doubt about that. When most people in the Western world have compromised immune systems, something attacked their immune system. Read the old books, and you'll put two and two together, and you'll come up with the answer, because they published these facts, and I've read them before, even the ones from Lord Bertrand Russell, where he said the needle would be used with good effect. The needle. The horrific part is most people can hear this stuff and read it for themselves and still say, well, I know they said it, but they didn't really mean it. No one could be that monstrous. And that's why, precisely why, those at the top, this big global elite club, get away with it. We have been trained with this paternal organization at the top that somehow are born from different wombs with a special altruistic gene. They want to help us, Big Daddy. And goodness gracious, Daddy is showing his fangs. I've mentioned too that above parliaments and governments, you have big foundations that are the front organizations to fund the non-governmental agencies that push the policies and draw up the policies for the planet. In Britain, these have royal charters to exist. You cannot put the word royal in anything without a charter from the Crown, the strange supra-governmental organization called the Crown. And the base of the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, their home house is called Chatham House. Chatham House is the home of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. In New York, they call it the Council on Foreign Relations. It's the same organization. You couldn't call it royal. It might have upset Americans of the past. I don't think about the present. I don't think it upset too many because of the propaganda that's been undertaken. And in New York is the Harold Pratt Building. Now, this non-governmental organization which drafted up the policies and the strategy for the integration of the Americas and came out on Canadian Broadcasting Corporation television to tell us that they'd done it, very proud of it themselves. This non-governmental organization that has think tanks and fingers in every pie across the globe has written about the fact that they've been studying a project to do with the world's food supply for the next 50 to 100 years. Now, Chatham House also was turned in to the headquarters of the OSS during World War II, and from the OSS came MI6 and the CIA. Same building, same house. This is from their own website. UK food supply in the 21st century, the new dynamic. Now here's this non-governmental, non-political organization that drafts up policies that governments sign into law on about the foods system. Now that there are five big agri-food businesses, and you'll find the members who have the controlling shares in them all are members of the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations. UK food supply in the 21st century, the new dynamic. In addition to our established areas of research, Chatham House undertakes an increasing number of initiatives that combine our regional, that's the UN regional parts, and thematic expertise to focus on specific areas of policy. This project, UK Food Supply in the 21st Century, the New Dynamic, is a major component of that effort. Now, this is not just Britain. Every Commonwealth country across the planet has its own RIIA organization, and the US is simply called Council on Foreign Relations. So they're doing the same thing in every country. The project was given its public launch in 2007 following 18 months of evaluation. Project stakeholders can log in to the Food Supply Project website. The research is focused on the future, examining the effects of global trends on the networks that supply two staples, wheat and dairy to the UK market. Now you've seen the news, this is after all this was published a while ago. In the news now, suddenly, all of a sudden, there's a massive wheat shortage worldwide. It's going to cause disaster. There's already riots in Haiti. And I told you years ago, food would be used as a weapon. It is already. And here's the guys behind it. The work is built around a core panel of stakeholders with research expertise drawn from centers of excellence around the country, highlighting the challenges to be faced. It is giving participants a system-wide perspective and will develop through scenario-based analysis the options open to professionals across each supply network. Research undertaken between March and November 2007 included a series of interviews and discussions with leading players within and around Britain's wheat and dairy supply networks. The work indicates that there are widespread doubts about the ability of global food production to meet rising demand, with constraints on the availability of energy. They own that too, remember. They're going to answer all your energy through the Kyoto. Water, another staple that you need for survival, and land, frequently identified as issues of particular significance. Overall, there is an expectation of significant structural change in existing food supply arrangements and the policies that support them. And there is a belief that Britain as a society has a number of important choices to make if it is to secure the kind of supply arrangements that best support its interests. These preliminary findings will influence the next stages of project research, in particular the development of four global scenarios that could shape the future of the UK foods supply. The range of variables to be considered in this process include global responses, including from major emerging economies such as China and India, the role of science and technology, the respective roles of government, industry and consumers, and the best way to encourage desired behaviours. Interesting phrase. The best way to encourage desired behaviours and operating practices. Much of the work will be done in a series of by-invitation workshops. In other words, don't try to go, you won't get in. Over the next 6 months, the next will be located at the headquarters of the National Farmers Union in Stone Lea, will be held 11th to the 12th and 18th and 19th March. Major review conference will take place in the last week of June 2008. Back with more after the following messages. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, trying to show that nothing is happening by chance. You're simply living through an agenda, a big long-term, long-range business plan set out long ago. They looked at society and what society needs to survive, and how to make people obedient by using all kinds of weaponry, including food and water, energy for heating, and all the rest of it. And now they're closing the net on the public. This is the age of crisis creation. Crisis creation. Everywhere you look, it's a crisis. Suddenly, it's a crisis. There's nothing sudden about it, really, because, as I say, they wrote about it a long time ago, and now the big boys that are interlocked at the top worldwide are pulling it off through their front organization called the United Nations. And this is from MSN News, April 11th. UN Food Agency. This is to tie in with all this stuff that the Royal Institute for International Affairs is putting out, you see. UN Food Agency soaring food prices to persist. Millions worldwide are vulnerable, developing nations especially at risk. And it gives you a picture of protesters. Protesters blocked by riot police as they tried to march towards the presidential palace to deliver a mock birthday cake and gift to the Philippine president, Gloria Arroyo, on her 61st birthday in Manila. The protesters called Arroyo to step down, blaming her government for rising food and oil prices. Now you can see why they've been building up this international army of riot police and military. Then it goes on to Haiti. Haitian Prime Minister told to step down on April the 10th Haitian senators called for the resignation of Prime Minister Jacques-Edouard Alexis after a week of violent demonstrations against a climbing cost of food. The violence killed at least five people, NBC's Mara Cheville-Campo reports on Nightly News. And there's more links to that to do with it. Now, remember, Haiti as well, another country that the United Nations has been heavily involved in for about 15 years now, and which is policed, actually, by, of all things, the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, who donned blue berets years ago and went over there to stop other riots in this poverty-stricken country. Wherever the UN goes, it gets worse. In comes the World Bank that gives out the loans to start intensive farming using all the chemicals, which depletes the soil in no time at all, making them more dependent on the chemicals, which keep you up in prices, and the people can't pay it back. This is simply too high. These loans are extortionate, and it's not meant to help them out. It's to put them into further servitude to their masters. And Haiti, and those who used to control Haiti, have long memories, because it was the first country really occupied by slaves that rebelled against their masters a long time ago. And before I go on to callers, let me call read this other part too. To do is it's exactly the same news we're getting worldwide in different countries, but it doesn't tell you that if you look into a particular country's news. Whatever laws are getting passed in Britain are getting passed in Canada and the States at the same time. We're all tied together, you see, under NATO, the scrambled atom. All UK citizens in an ID database by 2017, by Philip Johnson, Home Affairs editor, and this was put out on 7th of March 2008. All British citizens will have their fingerprints and photographs registered on a national ID database within 10 years under plans obtained by the government. Millions in sensitive jobs, including teachers, sensitive job, eh, teacher, carers and health workers, in other words, all those who get a government paycheck, will be amongst the first to be entered onto the identity register. In a bid to kickstart the project, the world's biggest foreign nationals working in Britain will begin to be issued with cards from November starting next year. The first British citizens will be enrolled, beginning with some airport staff, power station employees and people working on the London Olympic site. Fingerprint kiosks modelled on existing photograph booths and stations and shops could be set up around the country to help people enrol. Plans outlined by Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary, yesterday envisage a fee of £30, that's about $60, for a standalone card, and more than £100 for a combined ID card and passport. Well, that's the beauty of democracy, you see. You get to buy your own chains and the rope that hangs you. But ministers have been told by their own expert that enrolment should be free if the scheme is to win the hearts and minds. Oh, my goodness. Could he win the hearts and minds of the little people? A report commissioned by Gordon Brown from Sir James Crosby, a former banking chief, I was going to say chef there, because he cooks the books, raised the prospect of the taxpayer stumping up the full cost. Of course they will. The government has insisted all along that the multi-billion pound scheme would be funded through fees and not taxes. Sir James also came out against including a digital image of the cardholder's fingerprints on the microchip in each ID card. So there's a microchip in the card, you see. For security reasons, the card and database should only hold some elements of a biometric, he said. That's to begin with, of course. His report was published alongside a new government timetable for introducing a universal ID scheme by 2017, the same as every other country on the planet. From the start of 2010, young people, again love 2010, don't they? Young people will be able to get an identity card if they choose and will be issued with a unique personal identity number. Later that year, the scheme will be opened up to voluntary applicants of any age. Got to use the mousetrap. I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix and showing you that what's happening in your own country is happening in every other country. But no one wants to mention that fact, so you have to scour all the different papers. And this is from the Telegraph. One more paragraph, then I'll go to the phone. From 2012, after the next general election, anyone applying for a new passport will automatically be fingerprinted, and 49 pieces of personal information, same as the US and Canada, will be logged on the database. I love 49. That's why they drew up the parallel between the US and Canada. The Masons did that, you see. 49er, my darling Clementine. This is 3 years later than planned when the scheme was first proposed after the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001. I guess the author forgot to mention they tried to pass it in 1998, but there was no reason to do so and the public objected. Now I'm going to go to the phones and we have Brian from Brazil. Are you there, Brian?
Yes, hello, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I'm just calling to comment on chemtrails. I've been observing a lot lately for those who have been following in North America and Europe. Brazil, majority of and most of South America, is also receiving heavy, heavy spraying through Argentina as well. And this past 2 weeks in the northeast here, where we're not used to any rainfall at all, we had a migration of about 400,000 families moved off their land from massive rains and flooding in the northeast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it seems to be Agenda 21 in motion.
It is in motion, and you're right on. It's Agenda 21, and there's no doubt about it. They do use the spray coupled with HAARP to bring on tremendous storms, and that is in the weather warfare treaty signed at the United Nations in the 1970s. People should check into it. Yeah, it's happening.
And also another comment on the chemtrails from H.G. Wells' Things to Come. Mm-hmm. He talks about the manufacture of this stuff, and the day may not be distant when it has eugenic applications or for manipulating the genes of the population.
So that's right. And this weekend, I'll be doing a special on the chemtrails, because now there's evidence, as I've been saying, there's aerosolized Prozac and Valium in it as well to drug the public. Yeah.
You can see the reaction in the public. Like here you have in the Northeast an exodus of, 1.5 million people, and there's not a blink of an eye or a reaction.
Yes. Yeah. And that tells you it is the agenda. Yes.
One more comment, too, about your work on the United States as the first openly Masonic republic or country. Brazil as well, looking into the history, is intensely Masonic, and agreements are published, too, with the Grand Orient of England as well.
Yes. Anything to do with Bra? Bra, by the way, is a little Masonic joke for two, the Jew-ad. It's a cross-your-heart type deal. But there's no doubt about it. You look into all of the Latin American countries, and you'll find high Masonic symbolism. The whole of the Americas, in fact, is the same.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Alan, and hopefully I'll call in again in the future.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And I got Rick in California. Are you there, Rick?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to mention a couple things. I hear people complaining about the system a lot, and I'll chime in. I'll say, yeah, and they want to, they wanted to catalog children based on their DNA, that they'll be criminals and they'll be on parole. Or I'll say the British government wants to microchip prisoners or microchip people, and they'll say, oh, well, I think that's a great idea. People say that just so flippantly, casually.
Yeah.
And so it just shows how brainwashed people are. And, well, that's the first thing. The second thing I wanted to mention is, you know that caller who called in arguing with you about religion? And Jeff from Texas, I believe it was. I went to his YouTube video and listened to it, and he got kind of angry and told on himself. He had said, when I was in the military, he mentioned he had been in the military, and he said that during 9/11 in New York, he was in the Cosmopolitan Hotel, which you could be sure it's pretty expensive, and then he said, when you were talking about the Ark, his thing to refute that, he said, oh, I'm a specialist in foreign languages. And I told someone that, I told a friend that, and I said, that's intelligence. That's military intelligence. And, so he kind of tells on himself a lot that and then the other guy, Lucas, that called after him, he apparently knows him too.
Oh, I'm sure they know each other. And you don't understand too, there are also plants, organized plants out there who try to trip up hosts because under various hate law crimes, if they can try and trip you up, they can get you off the air. So these guys can also work for the CIA, who generally are behind all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I already called Republic, Mike Powers, to offer my support and say how much I like you and to keep you on the air no matter what, and ask him if anybody is called. Because he said, this guy Jeff said he was going to call radio shows to quote-unquote expose you,
Yeah, there's a definite attack, and I am well aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect it because, as I talked about last week, many of these supposed hate groups were actually CIA front organizations that use various hate terminology to try and trip you up, get you in, fouled up, and then get you off the air. As long as they get you off the air, that's the main purpose, and they'll use any technique to do it.
Mm-hmm. What could I do to help? I mean, I'd like to contribute, and I will. I have in the past, and when I get some more money, it's kind of having a hard time right now financially. But what else can I do to help to stop people from getting you off the air?
There's not a lot you can do, and I tell people to use their own common sense when they're listening to shows, and realize that there are government-sponsored agents out there, just like they have scouring the internet. They scour the radio shows. The Pentagon's already admitted it. They have organizations set up to go over every radio host and everything they've ever said to see if they can find any reason to bring charges against them for being anti-government. And so they have their plants out there who are paid to call in shows and really harass the hosts. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all. I just wanted to say how much I like you. And, you know, he said, Mike Power said something about you getting on 5 days a week. So that would be nice. But I don't know if you have, you know, well, I just want to offer my support. And I'm with you, Alan.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Now there's Mark from Wisconsin. Are you there, Mark?
Aldous Huxley, I believe it was 1962, 1961 at Berkeley. Are you familiar with that speech?
It's on my website, yeah.
Yes, it is. Everyone should download that because he speaks rather frankly about how governments use terrorism to create stress to increase suggestibility in the populations.
Mm-hmm. I have another one, too, I'll be putting up from another interview he gave where he goes a bit further even than that one.
Oh, I would be very interested in getting that. What's that one called, Alan?
I'll put it up this weekend on my site. I'll be doing a special talk, and I'll add that to it so you'll be able to find it.
Okay, and it piqued my interest because he was speaking about suggestibility, too. 20% of the population is extremely suggestible. There's a middle part, and the top part is 20%, so I guess that leaves 60% in the middle. And
60% actually go under. It's not. He actually said in other talks he gave, and his figures were much higher. He said 60% go under suggestibility immediately. In other words, 60% of the public don't question the media much at all. They think it's all true.
That's what I was thinking now. It may have been true back then, but I think people are much more suggestible now.
They are. Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah.
And that brought me to another question. I've heard some subliminal tapes before, and I know it's rather important to the narrators will say, please make sure you have the left side on, you know how the speakers are separated left and right, and I guess that's rather important. Can you explain why that's important?
Why the speakers on what?
Why they have a left and a right audio feed.
Oh, well, yeah, left and right, again, it's to do with the different parts of the brain. Your speech center is located, well, your hearing is in your temporal lobe. And I think the only organs really that come together into the same part are the eyes. But the hearing, everything else, is to do with two different sides of your brain, logic and versus emotion. So you can actually work things depending on how you set up a hall with lighting and sound. And it's used even in the music industry to get special effects in the audience. If you know what you're doing, it's a science in itself, which will affect behavior and mood and so on. And even they use it in big cinemas, big theaters, movie houses, where the speakers will, you'll hear a certain sound during a horror, or it might come from one part of the hall, not the other speaker, and it's to affect the emotional side of your mind. Yeah.
So when we go to the movie, we could actually be programmed in 100 different ways with these various methods of programming.
Well, you are. They wrote a lot about it in the 60s. They tried different techniques of even bringing smells and scents into the theater. They even had some theaters rigged so that the chairs would even shake or move if you thought you were in a car. And the whole idea is the more senses they can fool, the more believable the story is, and therefore whatever messages are in the story will be downloaded and stay in your memory much, much easier. So this is a technique that was used a long, long time ago and is actually better today. And the high definition, by the way, television is even better than normal eyesight. If you're looking outside, you don't see everything in focus at the same time. So the idea is to make you get used to eventually have implants in the eye. That is coming with cyborg-type technology. It's already here, actually. They can do it. And it will also, I have no doubt about it at all, the high definition. Why would it be passed by law that every manufacturer must put out high definition television? There's a reason for it. It'll be far more effective than the regular television is, and that's bad enough.
And that also brings up the government is planning on giving out vouchers to people so that they can get on cable.
That's right. I mean, that's a priority, isn't it? So they want everyone to have their very specialized downloading they'll be more effective than even the old one. And that, as I say, that was bad enough.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Alan.
Yeah, thanks for calling. So, yeah, we're on a roll of indoctrination. Huxley was quite right. He did take part in some of the big think tanks. That's why he could speak kind of openly. Well, partially, he was guarded in certain topics, but he did lay out the agenda. He himself was terribly worried about overpopulation. And again, he mentioned the food supply riots, but he also mentioned the fact that private organizations, big, he saw the future as being run by big international corporations that would take over from governments and be further apart from a democratic type systems than ever before. And that ties in with Professor Carl Quigley's summarization of the same technique, and when he said that the next system will be a new feudal type system where the CEOs of corporations will be the new overlords of the public. Well, you see, that's what's happened, and it was planned to be that way. It's not by mistake. It was planned to be that way. Democracy was given to the public for a short time to stop them from rioting within their own countries, to stop them from rebelling. But the real governments that already existed, an elite type of government, it never went away. It sat in the background and still controlled things, still does. And now they're simply taking us on with the use of science to the next level of control. And over the long-term plan, and they always work long-term, they hope to have a 100 years war. And out of that 100 years war, everything that we know today as being kind of normal, whatever's left of normalcy that constantly changes, and the trouble with normal, it always gets worse, is that 100 years later, you could never recognize the kind of society that be. It truly will be a brave new world, a la Huxley, and you'll have special designed people or slaves to do specific tasks. Ideal design, that's the real meaning of ID, ideal design, and is coming upon us very, very fast. And for those who also wonder why the big boys, certain big corporations, like Gates, for instance, Bill Gates, I am the will of the gatekeeper. They always have a gatekeeper in the lodges, you see. How he was put up to be the front man and broke every rule in the book regarding ownership and patents and all the rest of it from other companies. He just simply amalgamated them all into his own company and was put to the top without ever ending up in court. It's because the CIA controls the biggest corporations. They set a lot of them up, in fact, from the very beginning. Because in a new world where you supposedly science and technology would dominate enemies and over enemies, then you had to make sure there was no real free competition. You have to make sure that everything that comes out technological-wise is stuff that you put out and have authorized to be put out. And that's why Mr. Gates was put to the top. Same with Monsanto. Monsanto has taken over most of the seed of the planet, simply did it because no one had thought of patenting the seeds that were handed down for centuries and centuries and centuries. So by using legalism, they simply say, well, no one's done it before, it's ours, we'll just put the patent on this and that seed, it's now ours, now you can't use it without paying us a fee. And they're doing that. And in Vanity Fair, of all magazines, which I think was another one put out by the big boys a long time ago, they have an article on this, Monsanto's Harvest of Fear. And this says, Monsanto already dominates America's food chain with its genetically modified seeds. Not just America, by the way, it mandated it in India. And the Rothschilds have been buying up the hundreds of farms in India as they throw the farmers off the land. And they own a good part of the planet now. Now it has targeted milk production, just as frightening as a corporation's tactics, ruthless legal battles against small farmers is a decades-long history of toxic contamination. That's on May 2008 Vanity Fair. And it goes into their tactics and how literally they're untouchable. Every court, every judge in the world so far has been told to always back Monsanto and all of the cons that they've pulled on the farmers. And every court, as far as I know, has gone along with this and always found in favor of Monsanto. In other words, it's a must-be that this corporation rules all the seed of the planet. There's no doubt about that. Once again, it'll be CIA, MI6 backed from the very, very beginning. It's untouchable, obviously. Untouchable. The court cases they had in Canada, they stated to the poor farmers out Alberta way, Saskatchewan, that if you had their seed on your land growing, even if it came off a truck or a bird pooped it out on your land, they don't care. By law, you're guilty. And they charge you so much money in the fines, they put you out of business. This, again, is a must-be. It's a must-be. What kind of justice is that? Masonic justice, you see, so must be. Back with more after the following messages.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix, and we're mowing through it today. Now I've got one more last caller, it's Robert from New York City. Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, hi Alan. I have a question about, you know how you mentioned that the original assassins were shown, you know, these luxurious, palaces and were, that was used as a lure or used to tempt them to become assassins in the hope that they could have that kind of luxury.
Well, they were actually taken in as orphans in Afghanistan by the first Grand Master, that the old man in the mountain, and they were brought in a mountain paradise and given lots of hashish and so on. That's where the word assassin comes, hashashin.
Right.
And so they were trained, and they were given education too, and then set out into the world to become advisors to other caliphs and so on, and kings and princes across the areas. And they could work for them for years and years and years, but if the command came, there was like a sleeper and spy syndromes. They would simply do what they're told, and they'd be the lone knifeman. They'd go up there, kill their target, even the king, and stand there waiting to be caught. You know?
I see. Well, what I was going to ask was, do you think there might be some kind of modern equivalent of that where people who are, say, politicians or media people are shown a place where the elites have, say, all of their secret technology?
I'm sure there's layers of it, in fact. They'll never see the top, but they could certainly be shown what appears to be a showpiece, with the promise that if they go along with it, they and their families will be spared. And you probably know that all politicians in the Western world back in the mid-90s admitted, it was in the newspapers at the time in Canada too, that all politicians and their families would be given special hospital treatment for anything that happened in very good military hospitals.
Right.
The public would be barred for them. They never told us why that would be. But along with that, they were also promised, I know this, I know that they were promised special real inoculations against specific diseases that would break out. And they, so they're paid off and bribed off.
Yeah.
And, of course, they think they're special. However, I do believe that once their usefulness is over, they won't get into any underground paradise.
Right, I see. Well, do you think that the elites might have secret colonies, maybe either inside the Earth or on Mars or somewhere else?
Well, they have them on the Earth, we know that. But if you go into the writings of Herodotus, for instance, the Egyptians even had underground places to go in times of travel. So did the Greeks of Mount Parnassus. So did the Brahmins of the northern India, the Himalayas. They got whole chambers dug up where you could hide for 100 years. Yeah.
Well, I mean, not only times of travel, but where they let their hair down and use all their neat stuff like anti-gravity and maybe...
Oh, yeah, whatever high technology will certainly be available in the real ones. As I say, there'll be front ones, too, for certain people to be shown to get them in to work for them. But there'll be the real ones with the high technologies that's never shown to the public, yeah.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Well, that's it from Hamish and me in a sleety, rainy, snowy day in Ontario, Canada. Thanks for those who put in donations. It keeps me going. Don't forget to keep it coming. So from Hamish and myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.